Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Top 5 Things. This is our podcast here on Nacho Radio. My name is Dave. Let me introduce you to my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Well, hello there.
Hello there to you and to everyone enjoying the show.
How did you survive the deep freeze?
Not having anywhere to go made it easier, you know? Just not having anywhere to be. I didn't really have to leave the house.
Kind of crunchy out there. I tackled the first few inches of what was powder on Friday night.
Yeah, that was smart because by Saturday morning it was just a big slush.
But there was still plenty to tackle on Saturday.
Yeah.
And, that was some heavy snow. Thankfully, it was not sticking to the shovel this time around.
Yeah, that's that heart attack snow.
Well,
that's no joke. We lost a neighbor across the street with the snow last year. Or last season, I should say. That one that happened right around Thanksgiving. And it was really a heavy snow. And he passed away.
I tell you what, Nick.
Passed away doing that in the and it's
as time keeps
stuff.
On slipping.
Be careful.
Nichols can feel it over here.
I forgot that you want us to call you Nichols.
Well, Nichols!
I say y'all having a good time out there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So. A couple ways are acceptable.
Yeah.
If you see me out and about and you would like to say hi. Now, granted, you don't want to stop and talk for long. I get that. But a little or if you just want
always
to
appreciate
even
it.
From a distance, go Nichols.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's enough.
Can I express some concerns and an outrage here? The Super Bowl, as you know, is happening.
Next weekend, but the following weekend.
And a handful of the 11 teams that you root for in the NFL are in the Super Bowl, so that's got to be good news for you. Your Chiefs are in. Are the Niners one of your teams as well?
No.
The Browns?
Browns.
The Bears? The Chiefs?
And that's,
who else do you root
for? The Saints, kind of.
And Houston, the Saints.
Kind of.
And Houston.
Not Houston.
Okay. So four.
But the Saints cost me money.
Oh, did you gamble at the book on that? The sports book?
When they were playing Minnesota, Drew Brees, usually he's pretty good.
Yeah.
That day he decided, I'm going to play the worst game of my career.
Yeah.
Thanks. Of course you are.
As if he knew. So the Super Bowl is coming up, Super Bowl 54. It's Chiefs versus 49ers.
Yes, all red.
Yeah, I think, if I'm going to do a rooting interest, first of all, my number one rooting interest was satisfied yesterday, watching the Packers just get destroyed. That was fun. And I know what you're going to say. How are the Bears doing? Doesn't matter. The Packers got
That's
humiliated.
True.
Yes, I understand the Bears are not very good.
Couldn't have done any worse.
That's not the issue. The issue is the Niners just dismantling them. That was fun to watch.
Good.
I think if I have a rooting interest now, I mean, the Chiefs haven't been to a Super Bowl my entire life, and I'm no spring chicken, so let's go Chiefs.
Right. Yeah, you've seen enough 49ers success.
I don't know if you saw this in the news, but Coach Andy Reid, I guess, grabbed that Patrick Mahomes yesterday and told him under no circumstances is he to eat any cheese that comes in the mail.
Right. Yes. I don't know that Larry knows there's a Super Bowl going on this year.
Well, yes, probably you're right about that. But he was the one that sent Donovan McNabb that cheese that cost the Eagles the last Andy Reid appearance.
I believe it was a cranberry cheese. And
I think he might like it.
Sent him a whole wheel. And, he cramped up.
The producers of the Super Bowl are looking for help. They're looking to hire 600 people to help set up a halftime show. Maybe this is what I do now. Maybe this is my next opportunity.
To me, I could be wrong about this, but that sounds like seasonal work.
You don't think that's a career?
Well,
you're setting up the halftime show featuring Jennifer Lopez and Shakira at the Hard Rock Stadium there in Miami. There's a link to the application at SuperBowlProductions.com. Uh-huh. I'm halfway done with my application. You got to be 18 or over. And they say you will get paid, but you will not get tickets to watch the game.
And make your own way to Miami.
Oh, yeah, I guess there's that, too. I would have to find a way to get down there. Does it seem like to anyone else, or am I just making my own assumption and assuming everyone's on board with this, but it seemed like when they made the announcement who was doing the Super Bowl halftime show, it was Jennifer Lopez. And then they started saying, oh, yeah, and then Shakira will be there. And now it's Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Did they realize that Jennifer Lopez can't do an entire halftime show by herself?
Now, what are her songs?
Okay, there I can name two hits, and they're more than... Well, I can name three hits, but I think they're all more than 20 years old. There was If You Had My Love, Waiting for Tonight, and Jenny from the Block. Those are the three songs I remember. I guarantee all three of those songs are at least 20 years old.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know that she's someone that's getting play on radio these days. I don't know that people are buying Jennifer Lopez. She's obviously a very talented woman. But it seems like it was Jennifer Lopez is the halftime show. And then they started sneaking in. Oh, and Shakira is going to help out a little bit. And now it feels like Shakira is getting equal billing.
And Mr. Worldwide.
Why isn't Pitbull in this? Exactly. It's in Miami. And if you're doing a Latin-flavored thing, maybe because he would upstage those two, I don't know. Don't be surprised. I think I read that he's going to be doing the pregame show.
Yes.
I believe that a very talented Demi Lovato will be doing the national anthem. I will be betting on the national anthem this year. That's something you can go to the sports book and bet on.
Okay.
I'll be doing some prop bets on the Super Bowl. But other than, I don't really have an emotional stake in the Super Bowl. I suppose I'd like to see the Chiefs win just because the Niners have won, what, five Super Bowls?
I suppose I have. I'm the Chiefs are my team.
All right,
I'm on board. People know that.
Well, you have so many teams.
It's true.
I don't know. You saw this. Heinz is doing a thing where they're gonna if you made the mistake of booking your ticket to Miami, assuming that your team was going.
Yes.
Let's say you're a Packer fan or a Titan fan. They're doing a thing now.
A buyback.
They will refund you the cost of your tickets to Miami, minus 57 cents. Because that way they get their Heinz 57 message.
Plug in, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. So you can go to a website and enter for the chance to get your flight recouped.
That's John Kerry's wife who came up with that idea?
Yeah, Teresa. Teresa came up with that. Why don't we give them the discount? Remember when we thought she'd be an odd first lady because of her ridiculous accent?
We are a ketchup company.
Who is David Olney? Do you know who that is?
57 varieties. Really? I can't count that many.
Yeah.
I can't count that many.
Is the 57... I always thought the 57 was the first 56 were garbage. And the 57th was the one that...
Oh, that they finally hit on the 57th recipe?
I always thought that's what the 57 stood for. It's not that they have 57 different types of ketchup. It's that they had 56 varieties before this one. And
they
this
were
one
no
is the
good.
One that, am I wrong on that?
The other ones everyone wrenched on. This was the first one.
Well, these aren't any.
This was the first one that was actually edible. You could actually eat it. Up until that time, a lot of people thought tomatoes were poisonous, and we were kind of proving them right.
Well, you are right about that.
The
bulk of humanity, we thought
it's only been a couple hundred years that we've been eating tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
Couple, 200-300 years?
Okay, it turns out there were never 57 varieties of Heinz ketchup. That's apocryphal.
That's just a hokum? Yumbo?
57 varieties of pickles.
A pickle?
Is what it was supposed to refer to.
But it doesn't.
But that's not even true. Uh-huh. It's just a number they came up with. Yeah. The 57 doesn't really
Well,
mean
it's
anything.
Like Rascal at work with your River Bandits. His number is 54.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no reason.
I thought it was an Urlacher fan.
There's no meaning. Hmm. Well, I mean, you can do what you want. Adhere your meaning to it as you see fit.
Now, I'm looking here in 1934. Henry J. Heinz introduced the marketing slogan 57 pickle varieties in 1896.
Uh-huh.
He claimed he was inspired by an advertisement he saw while riding an elevated train in New York City. There was a shoe store that boasted they had 21 different styles of shoes. Mm-hmm. So why he picked 57, no one knows. He said he picked 5 because that was his lucky number, and 7 because that was his wife's lucky number.
How lucky? Well.
Wow. The first product to be promoted under the 57 varieties slogan was prepared horseradish. By 1940, the term Heinz 57 had become so synonymous with the company that they used it to market a steak sauce.
How is 5 lucky for him?
It's my lucky number. How is any number lucky for anybody?
It can only be a lucky number if you've actually had success with it somehow. Just saying it's your lucky number, you can't do that.
Oh, but that's how everyone is.
Oh, what's my lucky number? How is it your lucky number?
Well,
you need some results.
Do you have a lucky number?
No.
I'm suspicious of that.
And I also don't go around saying I have a dry sense of humor.
You know, I have a very dry sense of humor.
Anyone who's ever said that doesn't. That's just proof. It's like a Navy SEAL, right? What's the first thing about Navy SEAL? They don't talk about being Navy SEALs, right?
No, if anyone introduces themselves as a Navy SEAL, that's stolen valor.
Right.
Exactly. If you know someone who's a Navy SEAL and you start asking questions, they kind of like will change the subject.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, no, I did some time
in this. Same thing with someone who really has dry sense of humor.
I'm a Navy SEAL. Ask me about my time as a Navy SEAL.
So I understand that you... A Navy SEAL.
Yeah, no, I serve my country. The weather is changing, huh? It's getting real cold.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they do it. It's like they don't want to talk.
Tried to do a little shoveling of the snow yesterday.
Wow, how much snow did you get down there?
Well, what happened was it got pushed in front of the driveway again. Yeah, and when I went to go do that, I was out there for 2 seconds because at that point, it was like trying to shovel cement.
Right.
I was going to break the shovel.
Right.
So moving on.
Right.
I think we get a little bit of a break in the weather here above freezing on Wednesday.
It's supposed to warm up, but then we got another storm coming our way.
Another one coming again. Yet again. Weekend. Yet again.
So there's that. Can I play a little bit of David Lee Roth? I went through this phase a couple of weeks ago where I was listening to a lot of early Van Halen, like those first 5 records. And I think because of that now, I'm getting all this clickbait, like, here's another story about Van Halen. And I think I clicked a story about Van Halen because, you know, there are rumors that Eddie's not doing well.
See, now I've seen him recently, and he looks relatively healthy.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. There are people that in the clickbait industry that are constantly trying to get me to click on a news story that says, today's Eddie's last day. And with Neil Peart dying, I'm thinking, oh, gosh.
Well, and did you see that the songwriter, what's the guy's name who died on stage?
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is.
Who he apparently just said...
Died during the show.
Sorry, excuse me. And then kind of his head went to his chest and he was dead.
David Olney is the guy's name. And he sounds like the kind of guy you'd be familiar with. He's a Americana and folk singer.
Uh-huh.
Died of a heart attack during a performance over the weekend. Santa Rosa Beach, Florida.
Stayed in his chair, though, apparently.
Slumped in his chair and passed away. This guy released over 20 solo records in his career. 4 decades. Guy was 71 years old, so I guess that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
I think that's probably how Dave... You know, that was how David Olney died. I think on stage is probably how David Lee Roth is going to go, too. Because I don't know if you've seen any of this. He is now... They've been waiting for years and years for Eddie to get better. And David Lee Roth has been saying... Man, next summer, we're going to do this massive tour.
Yeah, there were rumors last year, right?
It's not going to be a tour in anything other than football stadiums.
Yeah.
It's going to be this incredible Van Halen tour. We're very excited about it. We're just waiting to get a couple things together. And then a couple months would pass, and there are no plans to do anything. David shouldn't be talking about these things. Mm-hmm. And then, well, the rumors are, no, everything's going to be good to go, and then it's not. And from what I've been able to read on these clickbait news services is, you know, Eddie Van Halen is either doing fine and not interested in playing, or he is getting his last rites as we speak. I don't know which is true.
Okay.
But I do know this. Van Halen, the performing of Van Halen is done to the point now where David Lee Roth has decided, I'm done waiting around. I'm getting this band together that can mimic Van Halen, and I'll go out and do Van Halen as David Lee Roth. So he started last week in
Why
Vegas.
Couldn't he just go out as David Lee Roth and do whatever Van Halen songs
well,
he wants?
Well, it is. This is the thing. I think he realizes that if people are going to go see a David Lee Roth show, they want 90% of the set list to be...
Well, then just do
it. Nobody wants a deep cut from Skyscraper.
All right,
but although I would. I like that record.
So you're saying it makes more sense to him to have David Lee Roth's Van Halen as opposed to David Lee Roth.
Well, he's not calling it David Lee Roth's Van Halen, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Most of the guys in the band are people who have made their entire career in Van Halen sound-alike tribute
well,
bands.
Well, there he's got plenty to pick from.
Like, there's a band called Eruption, I believe.
Sure.
And the guitarist is supposed to be a very reasonable facsimile
yes.
for Eddie Van Halen.
I'm sure he is.
Right?
I'm sure he is.
So he's been performing and... made his debut, and I just want to play a little bit of this and tell me.
All right.
Fucking night long. Are we going to work out? No, we're going to run. Who's my working out partner? I am.
Running with the devil.
Yeah. Are you talking about love? No, I am not. Well, it's the perfect city for dancing the night away, huh? You know, kick that shit off. Get on one time. look out!
All right. I should tell you, having watched a lot of this concert, he talks for like 10 minutes in between every record. Every song, he just does his spiel. Look at how happy he is.
Well,
come on, man.
No, I tell you what.
Come on. Here we go.
I understand.
What is he doing?
I understand why he talks so much in between songs. And I'll tell you what.
God damn it.
I would go and watch that just to watch him move around. What are those moves?
He's very elderly. And this is, I mean, you can't. His voice is beyond shot, right?
It's pretty ripped up. He moves around like an old woman at the pool. It's like there's no running allowed, and she doesn't want to slip and fall.
It's like a Martin Short character.
It's really good.
It's like Jackie Rogers Jr.
It is.
And Katharine Hepburn.
Well, I mean, he looks good.
He looks great until he starts singing.
And moving.
Yeah, the moving is very, very deliberate. He moves like, it's like he's a Walt Disney World animatronic version of himself.
Oh, that's, I love it.
Yeah, if you get a chance, check out the videos online of David Lee Roth in Vegas.
I can see why you're spending so much time with
it. But what is he doing here? What is this?
Like 9 motherfuckers to a hotel room, and they all feed themselves at the Sizzler at the salad bar with one plate. And they're here because they want to dance. And they want to dance like the way we take for granted up on the Soul Train TV. The same way that every country western star boot scoots, every way that every rock and roll motherfucker. They want to get to the root, not the fruit. Everybody who books the shows and does, you guys have heard of boy bands, K-pop, J-pop and shit. No shit, that's like a $1 billion industry. This week I just signed a release for a J-pop band, big time. They're called, Rampage. They're doing a cover of Jump. Yeah. Paid for the drink tonight, fuck yeah.
So he just goes on and on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, his dancing's the best.
He's just, and this is just all of him. He's still talking. This is like 18 minutes later. So that monologue was in the middle of Dance the Night Away.
Ah.
Dance the Night Away is a 9-minute number where he stops in the middle and starts talking about dancing and going to the Sizzler.
Well, he's made my list.
Right?
Things to do in 2020.
At first I watched this and I thought, that's so sad. But now that I watch it, I think, I have to see this live.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, when you...
Somebody oil him.
Now, the thing is, we're going to need really good seats. I don't want to watch that from the lawn.
No.
I need to be up close for that.
Well, a lot of this video is taken on a phone, and it looks like they're in the very, very front row.
Yeah, that's what we're going
to
need.
Yeah, you need seats at least that good. Friends of mine are excited to see the... Joan Jett, Poison, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue show that's going to be at Wrigley Field this summer.
Four of them, huh?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. I have no interest in seeing that because Vince Neil can't sing at all. I mean, you've heard the last couple of Vince Neil attempts to sing. David Lee Roth, I will say this, can still sing way better than Vince Neil. Vince Neil is comically bad. And the fact that they're on the road, but I was looking at the numbers that Motley Crue's management put out, and they're able to take a look at who's buying Motley Crue and who's listening to it and who's listening to it online.
Mm-hmm.
And their demographic in the last 3 years
got young.
It went from men over the age of 45 to men over the age of 25.
That's because of that Dirt show,
that's
right?
That's it. Yeah. The Netflix is when they said they were getting back on the road because they saw that a lot of young people were into the band, I thought, Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would they all out of nowhere?
Well, the kids love it.
They can't get enough of it.
They think it's raw.
Yeah. You want to get into the top five things?
Do it, to it.
Are we warmed up like a bunch of guys at the Sizzler? Can I just say this?
There's no Sizzler.
Can I just say this to David Lee Roth? First of all, there hasn't been a Sizzler since 1988.
You should use a different restaurant.
Right, the reference. You want to use like a Golden Corral or something along those lines. Also, I would say, Mr. David Lee Roth, if you're listening, don't work blue. It's too easy.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. They have their bridal sale that's going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement rings. Starting at just $350, their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30. Then on Saturday, they're open from 10 till 3. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, they're locally owned and operated. And of course, when you're there and you make a purchase, please mention Nacho Radio, and you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriotti's Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their barbecued chicken cheesesteak. Premium grilled chicken with provolone cheese topped with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and crispy cheddar onions. Get one today. Get your favorite sandwich today. And remember to turn it into a combo with a chip and a medium drink at Capriotti's. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub, and they'll only make you pay for the price of a small one.
The Sizzler still has locations.
Apparently, by David Lee Roth's house. So our apologies. Only out west? Is that where they are?
Sizzler is a restaurant chain with locations mainly in California. There are some in Washington,
for their salad bar, right?
Arizona, New Mexico.
Yeah, I think I remember that one being in Arizona.
There was one by my house growing up. But I don't remember.
Was that fine dining?
Yeah, that was a little too rich for my family's blood. It was like one of these days, kids, our ship's coming in, and I'll take you to the Sizzler.
Number one.
Maybe my lucky number will come in.
Now, see, my dad's lucky number is 13.
Is it?
I know that because he had a bunch of, like, model cars that he used to race in the
60s. Doesn't that kind of cut against the grain?
I remember he had all these...
Isn't that the one number that's not supposed to be your lucky number?
His lucky number was 13. It was on all of his slot cars that he raced before he had a family. I was like, why don't you do that anymore? Why do you think I don't do anything fun anymore?
Because of you kids. Do you think that was kind of a shot at you guys by saying that my lucky number's 13?
Why would that be a shot at us?
It's like I have no luck.
No. He will genuinely tell you that was his lucky number.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad is somebody.
Wilt Chamberlain fan?
Maybe it's being raised Catholic. We're very into superstitions. Like, maybe that's it. I absolutely believe in lucky numbers.
What's your lucky number?
Nine. I was born in September on the 27th and 72. They all add up to nine.
Ah, I guess they do.
Yeah. I'm not into numerology.
Although it actually...
That's stupid.
It adds up to 99. 108, really. Mm.
Barbara Felden's on the phone. Hello. Speaking of the Sizzler...
Not bad.
We spend, it says here, according to this new survey, the average person spends $281 a month going out to eat.
Oh, that seems high.
It sure does. Yes.
$281? $10 a day?
The average person spends $281 every month going out to eat.
Huh.
And if you do the math, average adult life expectancy is just under 79 years of age. So if you do the numbers from the age of 18 to 79.
Don't tell David Olney that.
I wonder what his last meal was. Something at the Sizzler.
I thought I had 8 more years. Natch.
83% of people, according to the survey, had eaten at a fast food restaurant in the past month.
Yeah.
61% had gone to a casual sit-down restaurant. And 61% had gone to a pizza place or gotten pizza delivered.
Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to avoid.
I've done all three of those in the last month.
Kind of hard to avoid.
It's an awful lot of money, but they say it works out to more than $200,000 you'll spend in your lifetime going to restaurants. $200,000.
Yeah.
If you're doing it, that's just the average. So you know there are people that are above
I've always thought it would be fun to get a check in the mail for all the money you spend on music or all the beer you've drank.
How would that happen?
Well, it's not going to happen, but it would just be kind of interesting to see what sort of rebate you got.
It's exact, like, to the penny?
Yeah, why not?
Like, if they made a deal, okay, if you stop going to concerts and buying albums,
yes,
we will cut you a check right now and give you a rebate for every penny you've spent.
Oh, in a sec, sign me up. Absolutely. Now, I don't know about, would you do the same thing with beer?
How about beer?
Or which would you take? Which check would you take? The beer or the music?
Oh, wow. I've spent a lot of money on both.
I know it.
I think I've spent probably more money on beer than music.
Probably.
Yeah. I think you might be the other way around.
No, I don't know.
But you spent an awful lot of money on beer at music. So there's that.
There is that.
One of the coolest things I've ever seen a human being do in my life. You know I'm your biggest fan. Went to a show in Chicago, and I go with Darren. We meet up there, and Darren instantly goes and buys beer for strangers that are sitting next to us. Nope. And this is during the opening act. Like, you don't know these people, but you're like, I'm going to go get a beer. You guys need something. And you go and you get these strangers' beer, and you hand them the beer, and I'm thinking, this is not the Darren Pitchrod that I know back home. Why is he buying beer for these strangers? And you lean over to me and you go, now they'll be getting me my beer when the main act is on stage. See, I'm preparing. I won't miss the headliner. These people have now just consented to go on a beer run for me. I was going to spend that money on beer.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there explaining to me.
I'll get it back.
I'm going to get that back, only I'm missing the opening act that I'm not interested in. These dummies are going to have to go and get me my beer during the headliner. I'm watching this happen. I'm thinking, you really ought to write a book. No. Because that is so...
It works.
It's so ingenious.
Yeah, it works.
And the look on your face was just like...
Shh, stay cool.
This is how we do it. Just don't ruin it. Number two, a 19-year-old arrested after dosing everyone at work with LSD. He put LSD into his coworkers' drinks to get rid of their negative energy.
How old is this person?
19.
There's a Saturday groover. Yeah.
You know, there's just too much.
You guys got to lighten up,
too,
man.
Too much negative energy, man.
I was born in 2001.
This guy was arrested after he put LSD into two of his coworkers' water bottles at an Enterprise rent-a-car location.
Yep, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Manager ended up calling the local cops, claiming the two of his employees, a 24-year-old woman and a 23-year-old man, needed to go to the hospital. The manager there in St. Louis told authorities that a 19-year-old employee...
The manager, who is probably, if I know Enterprise, 19 and a half...
No, it says here 27.
Okay, 27.
Yeah.
Has been there for 8 years, believe me.
So you're the old woman of the building.
Right.
She said that the 19-year-old employee had been acting weird, and she claimed to have saw him holding a water dropper and messing with her water jug. But she didn't drink from the bottle.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, when you see somebody with a dropper and messing with your bottle, it's probably a good idea to not drink from it.
But do you have a conversation like, what are you doing?
Yes, you do.
Apparently she didn't
because it might be, I might be cool with it. I might be, but I want to know what you're doing.
I like what you're doing there.
Wait a minute. What are you up to?
Let me take you down because I'm renting cars.
No, I'm not saying that necessarily the answer is no. But I do want to know what I'm in for. Because what is it? Visine that they put in your water? What? And that'll make you like...
I think it gives you like severe diarrhea or something, right? Yeah. Well, this guy,
and I'm not even saying that I'm necessarily opposed to diarrhea, just not severe diarrhea.
No, diarrhea.
I don't want like Jeffersonian diarrhea that kills me.
Diarrhea.
Some people
diarrhea on your own terms.
Yeah, Jeffersonian democracy, Jeffersonian diarrhea. Number three.
Three.
I understand how some people get that mixed up, but there is a difference. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by our good friends at the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today and you'll have access to everything we've ever done and our patron-only shows. We did one last Friday for you patrons, so you should be
yeah, make sure if you're a patron, you go listen to that. I thought it was a pretty good show.
It was a dynamite show.
Yeah.
The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And remember, anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards. Boy, that'd be the perfect gift for Valentine's Day because everybody loves Capriati's.
I got a big bag of Capriati's yesterday. We had nice. Jenny's family's over. And listen, I would tell you Capriati's is a good thing to do for when you have a bunch of people over. Because we were doing this well in advance of,
yeah.
of them sponsoring the podcast.
Sure.
That's just what we do. And the fact that we do it every year, understand there are other options
yeah.
well, that have become available here. And these people that come from all over the Midwest to hang out here, the Capriati's is all they want.
Well, and I've been negligent. I will be going to Capriati's maybe right after the podcast mm-hmm. because I still need to get the gift card for our Cover 5 winner.
Oh, make that happen. Yeah,
yeah. It is happening. So okay. I apologize for not getting in the mail, but it is happening.
Okay. It's in the mail.
It is in the mail.
Was it
almost.
The, was it the... We're doing number 3, right?
Yes, this is 3.
Number 3. It's a... There's just two songs in me, and I just wrote the third. Don't know how I got the information or how I got the words. Number 3, were we talking about this on the patron show, or was it the show, the last show that we did? Which, by the way, huge spike in listenership on the last show we did.
There was.
And I'm like, oh, wow, that's great. And then I realized, oh it's because I got fired, and that's people wanted to hear me talk about that.
People are vultures.
You monsters.
You guys are monsters.
I'm like, Jesus, this show's not going to...
Someone's down and out. I got to listen to this. That's my thing. That's my jam.
I've been waiting for him to get his comeuppance for years.
Oh, boy.
This show I'll listen to.
This I love.
Was it the patron show or the last show we did, the regular show where I... told you the story about the people in California who would just leave a bike out on their lawn.
Yes, and I think it was the patron show. I think it was the very last thing we did.
Okay, so the patron idea, show. For those of you that aren't patrons, this couple's in trouble because there had been a bunch of bike thefts in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and they thought it'd be a good idea to leave a bike on their front lawn.
And monitor it.
And just wait for somebody to try and steal it. And then when somebody tried to steal it, they just beat the hell out of them with baseball bats.
Right.
Which is
it
very
turned into a hobby.
Which is satisfying, I suppose, on some level. It's also quite illegal. And a lot of the neighbors were okay with it. I mean, they were videotaping this and then posting it on YouTube. This couple is now in an awful lot of trouble. Then there's this story from Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, and a slow gin fizz. If that ain't loving, you tell me what is.
That was on the show last time, too.
Okay, but this isn't from... That wasn't in Portland, that story, was it?
No.
Because now the Portland Bike Theft Task Force officer had his own bike stolen. This is like something out of that Portlandia show.
Yeah, that's you don't want to beat that guy up.
Officer Dave Sanders is the first to acknowledge the irony. He's been working for years to prevent bike thefts across Portland. But on Thursday, someone took his bike that was parked outside of the county courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
He was running late for a grand jury and left his U-lock at the office, so he secured his police bike to the rack with a pair of handcuffs.
He considers it ironic.
When he came back out, the bike was gone, and the cuffs were left dangling from the rack. At first, he assumed it was a prank pulled off by another cop.
Someone knows how to use handcuffs.
Right. How do you know how to get out of the handcuffs?
Someone knows how to.
He checked the surveillance video and realized, no, somebody stole this. He says it's discouraging that we've reached this level that somebody feels so empowered that they can get away with it, that they'll try something like this. That's discouraging that our bike theft problem is that bad. But it also motivates me. It's kind of a motivator to say, hey, let's do more. Let's see what can
Listen,
be done.
You know what? How many years has he been doing this, did he say?
He's been on the bike Portland Bike Theft Task Force for years.
Just years. Okay, years. I'm not going to lie. I needed to get motivated. And maybe this is it.
This is the shot in the arm.
Yeah,
this
is what I
needed.
This is the wake-up call I needed. Otherwise, I was just kind of skating. I'm not going to lie to you.
Four.
I mean, a lot of people, when I tell people what I do for a living, they say that's not real.
That doesn't seem like a real
job.
It's
not a real job.
No, they say for every 10 bicycles that are stolen in Portland, only one gets recovered.
Well, so, hell, I could do that.
So what is this guy doing? It sounds like this guy's got
if
a job.
Those,
where
if
he just...
those are the only results you need to get, hell, I could do that. Is there any training? Doesn't sound like it.
Just ride around.
Just
your,
look for a bike.
Ride around your bike.
Hey, is that your bike?
Hey, just bike.
What the hell is it to you?
Hey, I'm at the pawn shop.
You should see
I
the.
I think this bike looks
should
like
see
the bike
dirty looks reported. I get when I ask if someone's bike is their bike.
But, you know, this is the shot in the arm that I needed to really really concentrate. If you watch The Simpsons, Hank Azaria, the voice actor of The Simpsons, announcing that he will no longer be voicing Apu.
And it's only taken him 30 years
30
to
years.
Come around.
30 years.
You know what? I'm surprised. I'm surprised that there hasn't been some sort of draft, you know, high round NFL draft pick who says, I will not play for Washington. Do not pick me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I won't do it. I'm sorry. I won't do it.
That's a good point.
Change the name or I will not play for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that hasn't happened.
I think that's because if you're a high-round draft pick, that's a lot of money.
No, I understand it, but you would think that somebody...
That would be very cool.
...would take that just...
Right.
You know, I'm just going to let you know right now, don't pick me because I will not play for you.
That's...
I mean, people have done that for other reasons.
Oh, yeah, John Elway.
John Elway did it. Mm-hmm. I think Eli Manning did that. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm not going to play for the Chargers.
Right.
So, that was always kind of, you know.
Eli Manning didn't want to play for the Colts. Elway didn't want to play for the Colts, right?
Yes.
And Eli didn't want to go to the Chargers.
Yes. And they both made it happen.
Yeah, no, like, we forget about that. At the time, because people think, well, that's so petulant. You should be so happy that you have an opportunity.
I get it.
That's what you would deal with. But, okay, so if you're going to be using your
If you've got that kind of leverage...
That's your platform.
I'm just surprised that it hasn't happened.
Well, where will Washington be picking this year? And they didn't have a good year.
They've got to have a decent draft pick.
Right.
Certainly top 10,
Is it the Bengals that have the number one?
They do.
Joe Burrow's going to the Bengals, right?
It kind of seems that way.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting to have somebody say, I'm not playing. I wouldn't be shocked if that happened, but you're right. Why hasn't that happened? I'll tell you, it's because of all the money they
throw at you. Probably is.
Right. I'd rather work on the inside and... I'll do my part from there. But yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be the same thing. It could be some players that, I mean, it wouldn't be very popular, but I can see players saying, I won't play that team either.
Azaria is saying he's not doing the Apu voice anymore. He says, all I know
is somebody else doing it?
I won't be doing the voice anymore unless there's some way to transition it or something. What they're going to do with the character is their call, he says. It's up to them, and they haven't sorted it out yet. All we've agreed on is I won't do the voice anymore.
Well, they've murdered other characters, haven't they?
Well, other characters have died. I mean, the Phil Hartman character is because Phil Hartman died.
No, but Flanders' wife died.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying that you have to kill Apu, but...
No, what do you... if you kill Apu as a result of this, yeah, I think that sends another message.
That's probably
not...
kind of backlash you don't need.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. He says the idea that anyone was bullied or teased based on the character of Apu, that just makes me sad.
Well,
it was certainly not my intention. I wanted to spread laughter and joy with this character, and the idea that it's brought pain and suffering in any way
that is used
to marginalize people, it's upsetting.
They're in their 40s now, so.
Yeah, crazy, right? And then finally.
Five.
Number five.
Number five on our top five things. Apu is like one of the smarter guys on the show.
That's
like
true.
He's not a dumb character.
No, he's not.
It's just the whole thank you come again stuff that I think is problematic, right? I mean,
yes.
That's what the issue is,
mm-hmm.
that he runs a convenience store. Number five, this is a growing trend. People are punting on taking down their Christmas decorations and now just putting up Valentine's Day trees. They're taking the ornaments off of their trees and they're replacing all of the ornaments with Valentine's
Day
decorations.
Now, we must be talking about people with artificial trees.
Has to be
right? They're going to dry out. It's going to be, that's a fire hazard.
Hashtag Valentine's tree. Go ahead and look that up online and you'll see all these people that have transformed their Christmas trees for the romance season.
And then you just like make your own decorations
well,
and stuff,
let me ask you
I
this.
Suppose.
If you, I've never had a real tree. Could you just keep watering the damn thing?
Not forever, no. No, it's going to dry out. It's
if the thought of taking your Christmas tree is daunting, it says don't take it down. Simply turn it into a Valentine's tree.
Yeah, it's no longer a live tree.
But why do you need to water it then if it's not
well,
alive?
So that it does keep some moisture in it and, you know. I mean, yeah. Most people usually only have a Christmas tree, even if it's a live one or was a real one or is a real one, for about a month.
I'm looking at, look at these trees. Like, I don't even see where the tree is. They just put all this
Valentine's Day crap on top of it. If you walked in and you were dating someone new,
yeah.
And you walked in and saw that.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy town,
no,
right?
I lose my number, Toots.
Yeah.
And by the way,
and I guess I'm calling you Toots.
By the way, Toots. It's absolutely because of your yeah. Valentine's Day tree.
That's crazy.
I don't want there to be any like. I don't want you to think. Did I say something wrong or like? Was there a problem in our chemistry? Things were going great until I saw that tree in your house.
You're nutty.
Yeah. So this is what they're doing: Valentine's Day trees. It's becoming a popular thing.
St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I imagine that
Easter Bunny
yeah,
tree.
I mean, there's always
of course you could do
holidays.
It.
You can transition.
You would love to have
it.
A 4th of July tree.
I've been saying that for years. I would love to have that. A way to decorate a tree for 4th of July would be great. I don't hate the idea. I just don't have the space for it.
My favorite holiday is not a holiday.
What's that?
Fall.
You just well, that's a season, yes.
Not
a, that's not a that's
holiday. That's my favorite holiday.
So you like Labor Day because you like the idea of summer's over and now it's fall.
Yes.
If you had to say what's your favorite holiday, you would say Labor Day? You would say yeah, St. Patrick. You like St. Patrick's Day an awful lot.
Yeah, but not as much as I used to.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of growing out of it.
Oh,
yeah, because, well, every day St. Patrick's Day. I mean, St. Patrick's Day is more fun for everybody else than me.
Right. People who need to look for a reason to hoot and holler.
Everybody, that's kind of like, oh, I see, okay.
Oh, see, that's
coming around to my way of thinking, huh? Okay, I gotcha.
Like, that's more my folks. So my folks are in their 70s, late 70s.
Sure.
And like, when I talk to them, I'm like, oh, so how'd Christmas go? Like, this is another day. And my dad's like, and my mom, I think, has the same sentiment where it's like, when we want something, we just go get something. We don't have
that's
to
Christmas.
Play this game where,
yeah.
So we just do that all year long. Like, yeah. Okay, well, but
yeah,
do you...
Christmas is for kids.
I guess so.
And like cereals.
And St. Patrick's Day is for people in their 20s and 30s.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, unless you make it every day.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's
it's just
Day.
Not, you just really don't. I suppose it's kind of like being retired.
Right.
It's like every day is,
Or
you lose kind of lose track of what day it is.
Or recently unemployed.
Well, you know what day it is.
That's going to do it for today's top five things. I do now. Talk to me in a week.
Okay, we'll check in a week.
I haven't been unemployed an entire week yet.
I bet you'll know it's Monday.
You know, there's an entire industry of people now trying to make money off of the thousands of people that got fired last week. You wouldn't believe these vultures, all these emails I get like, hey, you should think about doing this, do this, do this. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Ugh.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses, and be sure to download their loyalty app and get free food. And if you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
What the hell is that?
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, everybody, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities. Yes, totally nailed that.
Happy New Year to you,
Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Dabbing board, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done.